SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Oh. Animals can't speak to drivers. But if they could, they would be asking us, telling us by the sounds of it, to put our litter and fruit waste in the bin. Because roadside litter kills an estimated 3 million animals every year. No wonder they sound miffed. So let's lend them a paw. Let's take our rubbish with us and bin it properly. National Highways. And what's that? They said thanks very much.
You're listening to SBS News.
Legionnaire's disease is a severe form of pneumonia, an infection of the lungs. It's caused by Legionella bacteria, which can be found in warm, stagnant water, including natural sources such as creeks, lakes, and hot springs. It can also be present in manufactured water systems like spas, humidifiers, fountains, and water cooling systems associated with air conditioning. Associate Professor Narelle Sherry is from the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity.
So infection occurs when somebody inhales the Legionella bacteria, usually from water or the environment. And in cities, the most common cause of this is inhaling aerosols from contaminated water cooling towers from large commercial air conditioning units.
A cooling tower at Laverton North in Melbourne's west has been identified as the source of the Melbourne outbreak. It follows an investigation with more than 50 cooling towers in the suburb and neighbouring Derrimut tested and disinfected. Dr. Claire Looker, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, says authorities are now confident the state has passed the peak of the outbreak.
Today's development is significant. The tower was visited early in our investigation on July the 30th. And was disinfected within 24 hours of that visit. This is a direct result of our rapid investigation, which saw the likely source located, tested, disinfected within a matter of days.
The exact details of the source, however, are yet to be confirmed.
Cooling towers are typically a type of equipment that's used on big sites, so workspaces, factories, shopping centres, big institutions. So it is a big site like that.
Is it a shopping centre?
I can't provide any details about that.
Symptoms of Legionnaire's disease include fever, chills, cough and shortness of breath. Some people also have muscle aches, headaches, tiredness, loss of appetite and diarrhoea. And while most recover, the disease can be fatal. Professor Sherry says there are treatments available.
So anyone with symptoms of pneumonia, so fever and a cough, should go and see their GP or go to hospital if they're quite unwell. Doctors have already been advised to test widely and order specific tests for Legionella. And if they're diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease, they certainly can be treated with specific antibiotics.
The disease is not commonly spread from person to person, and so Victorian authorities are confident the outbreak has been contained. Still, they're urging people to be aware of symptoms. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
Exciting!
Remembering how to prepare for a road trip is as easy as spelling it. T is for top-up, like fuel, oil and screen wash. R is for rest, taking a break every 2 hours. I is for inspect, like your tyre pressure and tread. P is for prepare, being prepared for any weather. T-R-I-P. Remember that, and you're ready for a safe trip.
Are we ready?
Yes, Mum.
National Highways.